There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiancé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
Madrigals are gay. That was something we said in the middle of our last thing. If you were ever in Madrigal choir.
We were on break, y'all. We have conversations when we're on break.
But like, hey, nonny, nonny, nonny. Hey, nonny, do, nonny, nonny, do. There was a lover
there
at this
was with a hey and a ho and a hey, nonny, no, suck a
la,
dick.
La, 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 la.
Suck a big, big dick.
If there were men in your Madrigal choir, there is an 80% chance most of them are homosexual now.
So I was in Madrigal choir in
Shocker.
High school. And so, which I loved. It was my favorite. And
gay. Such a gay art form.
Five guys that were in that Madrigal choir. Two of us are out gay. One is closet
questioning.
Gay. Well,
I'm not saying all
one
men.
Of my high school friends that just has a nubbin.
Yeah.
Him. And then the other one is a preacher and the other one is a church organist. I'm not even fucking kidding.
To all of them. Here's the thing. I'm not saying all men in Madrigal choirs are gay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying they might as well be.
Okay.
That music is gay.
It's very gay.
I'm loath to say that certain classical music is gay. Madrigals are gay.
They're gay.
Gay, 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 gay.
Explain briefly to the layperson, what is a madrigal?
A madrigal is usually, there's an Italian madrigal and an English madrigal. In general, the English madrigals were sung by choirs because it's harder to talk. And they're a little gayer than the Italian madrigals. They're often very colorful in their language. They would say, like, it burns. It's a very coloring language.
It seemed to be kind of almost comedic at the time, right?
Yes, very
kind of like
active.
The Weird Al Yankovic of classical music.
Slightly. But they flourished in a time and then were never really done again.
When, like the 1200s?
No, 1600s.
1600s.
Mostly, right before the Baroque period.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's a madrigal.
Yeah.
A lot of Christmas madrigals, I feel like.
Yeah, some. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They also weren't madrigals, also the word, they were quite dirty. Quite.
Yes, they could be.
Yeah.
And almost always secular. Yeah. Very, yeah. Yeah. Monteverdi wrote a lot of, could be quite sexual.
He was gay, right?
No.
What?
I don't know, he may have been. I think he was just Italian.
No relation to Verdi.
No, Monteverdi.
Yeah, Monteverdi.
Mountains of grain. Or Green Mountains.
There we
go. No one gives a shit about this. This is Reality Gays! Y'all, can you tell how checked out we are?
Does anybody else say, hey, y'all, I was listening to my reality TV podcast.
And I learned about madrigals.
It's about madrigals.
No. You learned who Monteverdi, Claudio Monteverdi.
There we are. Actually, I'm kind of interested in this.
Monteverdi,
but I know
was
other
master.
People aren't, so I'm just going to
we
have to move
we
on.
We need to move on. I agree with you there.
We need to move on.
This is the final part of the final episode, the last little drop of jizz that comes out of your partner's dick.
You know when you like squeeze it up? When you're just sitting down there and you're just going... like a tube of icing.
Or when he gets up, it's the one that falls on the carpet.
Yeah.
I've heard.
Kind of where, you know, it's funny, being a little fat kid, kind of that's how I learned to get that last little bit was just the same way when I'd get the last little bit of icing from the tube of icing. Who knew? Who knew?
You occupational learning on the job.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Y'all, by the way, we didn't talk about this last time, but shout out to our, you do not have to do this, but we received some very sweet cards for Christmas.
We're kind of going through our holiday cards because we were gone.
Sissy Susan wrote us a Southern story. I read it. You haven't read it.
I haven't read it yet, but I'm going
to. I want to show this for the people on the intimate portrait. We got a great card. This is from, I want to get the name right. This is from Sissy Lindsay with
yes.
the AY. And the card says, Happy Holidays, hooker. And it's a
and
picture
it's of
butter.
Butter.
Picture of butter. Anyway.
We really do appreciate all these cards you
we
guys
do.
Send. We enjoy them. We do read them all.
Yes. We do. Someone sent us pictures of your wedding. Someone sent one card.
I'm not going to look at pictures
of your wedding. And it was just a picture of dogs. And then in the corner, there's a little picture of them. I thought it was just from a dog. I thought a dog actually sent us a Christmas card.
Roof.
Anyway. Okay, we've got that going on. Real quick, y'all, I'm recording it this week, but it'll drop next. It actually already dropped by the time you're listening to this. But my friend Leon Castillo from AfterBuzz, way back in the day, he has a podcast called Everyone is Terrible. He talks about Bravo. I will be guesting on that, so I'll put that in the show links. We've got our collab with
Married
to
Reality, where we're talking about MILF Manor. Hopefully, the last time... we'll ever be talking about it.
I don't know. I'm gonna watch.
I just can't.
I'm worried.
I'm gonna spend my time on the Traitors. I've already decided
that too. There's a lot. It's a great time to be a reality TV whore, y'all.
It
There's
is
a lot of really good stuff.
I agree
right
with
now.
You. It's a good time.
Poodle, what else are we doing?
We're doing a digital worldwide moment. On
you
February
did the
6th.
Same face that I did last episode when you went. What am I about to say?
It was like someone shocked my balls. So I went, Digital Worldwide Mama with Mary Payne from Pink Shade. Y'all, that's going to be a live recap show. You can buy tickets to it.
We're calling it Reality Shade.
Ding!
Ding!
Ingrid! Tongue pop. That was very loud. Resonant. Resonant. Resonant.
Naughty, naughty.
I'm sorry, y'all.
If you were
we
a boy in
natural
choirs, you know how to tongue pop. Ain't no doubt about it. Have you watched the new season of Drag Race?
I did. I watched the first
I am
episode.
Underwhelmed.
Everyone talked about how great it. They're like, it's so great. They upped the ante. They did everything so different. And I went,
underwhelmed.
I went, it's
I'm
great because it's drag
I'm
race.
I'm underwhelmed. Like,
but it. I'm underwhelmed.
I'm underwhelmed.
I do love making the cut. That's good on Amazon. There's it wasn't bad because it's still drag race.
Those two twink drag queens, Sugar and Spice, are only on because of their Instagram.
The one of them had a really fun performance, though.
That's true. But
that's the only thing I do like. I like that they're kind of talking about what is being talked about now is the
Instagram of drag
Instagram
culture.
Instagram queens versus the
TikTok
old real queens. I like that they're pointing that out and kind of the divide.
Yeah.
And I think that's the only thing I think is refreshing the way they're doing
I just think they're out of their league.
I think so too, but I don't remember which one it was, sugar or spice, but when they started thinking like, I'm bored, it made me laugh. It was really entertaining.
I think Spice is probably the more talented queen.
I loved the queen from, I don't think she's going to be there long, but I love the queen that looks like gay Rick Moranis. Yes. And I also like Antiqua, the one from Vegas who won this week. I really like her.
Anitra.
Anitra.
You're behind. That's week one.
Oh, there's already week two. Yeah. Oh, I haven't seen week two yet. Okay. When does it come on now?
Fridays. Where have you been?
I don't know.
You know, get into the world.
Now that I don't have cable, and it's not, I miss TiVo, because you turn on TiVo and it tells you what,
and you know,
I don't want to go to YouTube TV. I don't want to look at my library. No, TiVo needs to make an app.
I need to be told what to watch.
I need it all in front of me. I need suggestions.
I agree. 100%.
And TiVo has their dongle, which is pretty good, but it doesn't do all
I
that.
I can't look for everything.
No.
I can't.
Yeah. I'm going to say it now. I miss cable.
You're old.
Or I miss a TiVo. I miss a TiVo where it's recorded and it's in front of you.
We sound so crotchety.
Come at
me. But I agree with you.
Remember
anyway,
TiVo suggestions? Digital. You put in, you love Jane
Funk. I'm desperately trying to plug our event.
But you put in that you loved, I don't know, you love someone, that you love Keira Knightley, and a Keira Knightley movie comes on the Sundance Channel that you had never seen, and it's your favorite film. You don't get that
I think
now.
Now you just search Keira Knightley on your Apple thing or whatever.
Too much work.
Thing, and it just goes, this is everything you need. Eat it. Anyway, check out our Reality Shade. Tickets are
now
on sale in our Linktree.
They are. Linktree link.
And we're very excited February 6th for that. They'll be,
it's going to be live for 1 week, y'all.
Talking about Toe. We'll be talking about, I mean, there may be some special guests. Hint, there will be.
We have to ask them still.
Yeah. We'll have some guests.
The special guests, they're also might
they be, don't know it yet.
There might be wigs involved.
Yes. Yes.
Anyway, check it out.
We're very
excited.
Check it out.
It's
the first time we've ever done anything like this.
It is. It's a moment, for real.
It's a moment.
It only takes a moment.
That
song, it'll level me.
It will level me.
When we did that at summer camp and we directed that show.
You had two gay waiters hold hands.
And you cried.
I did cry.
You did cry. I did have two gay waiters hold hands.
Yeah.
God, I missed the red room.
So... You guys, I think that's it for the announcements. Did we talk about Classless and Extreme Sisters and
talked about
and
it more in the first episode, but yeah. Darcy and Stacey are coming out this week. Extreme Sisters, which is normally on the $8 tier, is coming out this week. But if you subscribe to Reality,
you're getting
Plus
so
at the $8
much
tier. Not only are you getting Extreme Sisters, you're getting Love After Lockup, best show on television. Period.
Agreed.
And you're getting our regular shows
I have
without
such
commercials.
Tongue pop envy of you
I'm
right
sorry.
Now.
I'm
it's
sorry.
Real.
It's but yes, you get our shows commercial free.
Yes,
we get this episode commercial free.
Unless you've been laying under a rock, Toe comes back next week, y'all. I'll be able to scream.
Not yet.
I won't say it now.
This is Toe. Oh, you can't do it
this
yet.
This is Toe.
Not yet.
Next week I will this scream. This is Toe. Oh,
this is hey.
Y'all, I am so done with, I've 22 episodes, which means we've done technically 44. And I've felt every single
God,
one of them.
God, that made me sad.
I felt everyone roll past like an old speed bump.
We do an hour episode. We've done it 44 times, so 44 hours. But then we also watched it, and it's an hour and a half. So we watch. So let's just say 88 hours of our life has been dedicated to this.
Well, I'm sad.
We're never going to get that. We're like a sadder version of that James Franco movie, 100 Hours.
What movie was that?
Where he gets like pinned in a rock and he
that's
has to cut
not,
his arm off.
It's not
off.
Called 100 Hours.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
40 hours, 20 hours. It's called something like that.
I don't think it's called 100 Hours.
All the Hours, The Hours.
Is it James Franco?
Isn't it James Franco?
I think you have some of this wrong.
I wouldn't be surprised. I never am.
127 Hours.
Okay. Well, that's a weird number. Make it just 100. But yeah,
it was based on the book. It was based on the book called Between a Rock and a Hard Place.
That's good.
You know what? That's when that's when you can have perspective.
I respect that.
That's some perspective.
If you don't know what it's about, he got pinned on a rock from climbing rocks. I don't know.
I never saw the film.
But James Franco's in it, I believe.
He is. Yes. You are correct.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just knew it wasn't 100 because...
That makes sense.
I thought you were confusing 48 Hours with something.
I haven't watched 40. Is it still on? Or does Dateline do 48 Hours? Did they talk about that?
There's a movie also with Nick Nolte and Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Nick Nolte, what happened?
He got old.
He's going to die now.
Sad.
We have to be very careful.
Oh, no. And he's older.
I hope it's not our first one of the year.
Sorry, Nick Nolte's family.
Let's get into it.
Maybe he's dead already.
I don't think he is. Don't say that.
Sorry. Let's just get it, y'all. In part one, we talked about the tell-all proper. Strangely enough, more than half of the episode was the after party.
More than half.
Which I found better.
Which
in a weird way.
Concerns me. I'm worried for you. And I'm worried for me that I agree.
Ed is basically saying, I got attacked by everyone else. They were standing on my neck. They were standing on my head.
You don't have one. And yes, we don't make fun of people's body and things they can't change, but not Ed.
Well, his body is the least offensive thing about him.
The least offensive thing about it, like you said. Jenny is still right up. She's like, what's so special about him? It's just an egg. You can't have an egg without a chicken. You gotta lay that egg.
You cannot put a chicken back in the coop.
No,
she's uncooped.
And Yara goes, yeah, girl, you're strong. And Cameron's like, I told you, girl. I told you. You had everything to say. Yes, girl. So they all, best part of tell-all. Y'all, if you don't watch a tell-all, it's almost worth it. So Yara, they're all splitting up to drive to Marriott or Hilton. And y'all, they don't even take them. They don't even like set them drinks in a nice place. It's just a fucking small conference room at a fucking Windward Suites.
It's definitely some type of suites.
Yes. And y'all, we have stayed at hotels in New York because we had to for our live shows. This is not a nice hotel.
This is not a nice hotel.
I guarantee you this is right by LaGuardia.
It's from Long Island.
Yeah.
No, just, I think it's in Manhattan.
Okay.
It may be near Times Square.
Maybe. Yeah. And so, so they're splitting up into their groupings again. But Jenny is going with Yara and Kimberly. But best funny part is that Yara gets in the car, the Uber. Kimberly gets in the car, and she kind of grabs the door because Kimberly's got to steady herself, and Jenny goes, oh, gosh, I thought you were going to leave without me. And I just went, how many times has that chicken been left sitting by the road?
The other moment is when they're all sitting there, and Yara's sitting in the middle, and Jenny goes, my back hurts.
My neck hurts.
And Kim's like, yeah, my back, it's been really a long day.
And like Yara just
has this moment, it's like, how old are these ladies?
Can you imagine?
That would be us. My back hurts.
You would. You would start talking about the pillow support and the couches.
Can you imagine if they
drove away and then we just cut to Jenny standing there like,
who's going
to
come get me?
Like when Jenny found out Submit was married and her Chiron, Jenny just staring.
I will
God,
say,
this was so much better than the tell-all. I'm upset.
These sections are so much more entertaining, especially because I think a lot of these people have some type of experience where they've met each other before.
Yeah.
And all of these people get it.
Yeah.
They know that being themselves is the best thing. And that's why I don't know if this could work on 90 Day Fiancé as well.
They're all too new.
And are you new?
Are you new?
And people like fucking Jabri and Miona would be such ass. Sorry,
I that just made me that spit out my water in anger.
They would be such assholes. No one want to talk to them.
God,
I know. Oh, imagine. God.
Oh,
she and occasionally him. They're still doing these awful douchebag.
I don't
Instagram
think they're
going to
be back.
I don't think so.
I don't. They still want people with a hint of authenticity.
I think that's the problem.
Saving grace, at least.
Yeah, yeah, that's the
which
problem.
Which is why we're going to have more Blanchard.
Yeah,
I think
you're right.
Back hurts. My back hurts. And Kimberly says, listen. You hurt my feelings a little bit, Jenny. Jenny goes, what'd I say? And they show the clip. And so now, so they're going off together. And then it's who
Ed,
else?
Ed and Joby, basically, he's like, Ed, this is, I need to tell you, Ed, that, like, you know, you can talk about, like, other people, but, like, someone's going to beat your ass if you keep talking about women like that.
I have to say, when Joey said this and the way he said it to Ed, kind of authoritative.
Yeah. Someone's going to beat your ass if you keep dealing with women like that.
I was a little turned on.
You know, he's all talk. That's the only thing about Joey.
But
his the way he was raised will not let him allow. And also, he knows he probably could eat Ed's ass. Ed's ass. He's the only
boy,
man there. Who
that
would
was some
do
wishful
it,
thinking, wasn't it?
No,
not Ed.
Oh.
Just you need your own ass eaten.
Maybe.
Who doesn't?
So, and Ed is, of course, being terrible. It's like, goes up to the guy. He's one of those people who goes, hey, what's your name? To every hospitality person so he can yell at them and tell him to get stuff for them later.
I guarantee you 100% he treats waitstaff like
horrendous.
Shit. Well, remember, that's how he met Liz.
And, exactly. And talks down to them.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The thing is, he'll be, it's like he said, what are you? The guy said, Valentino. What are you, Italian? He's like, Mexican. So am I. And he just tries to speak the worst Spanish to this guy. And I liked Yara saying, he's a clone. He's just a clone. And Jovi, without missing a beat, she says, clown. She's like, yeah. That's what it is.
He's a clone, Jovi. Clone.
You know, he's tried to like have fun with it before when she's actually angry. And when you correct, she's like, what the fuck are you talking about, Jovi? Don't you correct me
she's
when
like,
I'm angry.
What is this American word? Americans say things so stupid. Jovi.
So, now.
I can't take him serious. Is he 10 years old or what? Jovi.
Everyone else realizes that they're not dressed to impress. Liz is wearing a full cocktail dress.
I wrote, Liz looks miserable.
And this is the thing. I think
Angela kind of dresses to impress, but also she just.
It's appalling.
As she says, she's
it's
the queen.
Always
she's,
appalling.
Yeah, it's always appalling.
But.
Oh, someone dropped a package at your door.
Ooh, lovely.
There
nothing
you go.
Nothing better than an unsuspected package.
Well, that's the truth.
So, but it was interesting about this. I was just like, Liz, it's another thing that's too short for you that you're always having to pull down. But I think this was to get back at Ed. This is totally because she's like, I'm going to look my best. But I just wish it could have fit in with how everyone else was wearing.
The vibe. Yeah, because Bilal's like, I feel
maybe,
like I just got off the toilet. He's
maybe
wearing stretch pants.
Libby would have worn something kind of flashy.
I mean, y'all, Jenny looks like she's just about to go to Walmart.
She does.
She just is full on relaxed. She's even, and Kimberly is wearing just like Adidas sandals. Y'all, they're wearing comfortable shoes. They're not wearing heels.
Yeah, it's this whole thing, and that's what I loved about it. It was so unmanaged and unproduced.
It did feel like the wigs came off a little bit,
yeah.
So to speak.
So
it was kind of like untucked.
Liz is basically talking to Jenny, and everybody is basically like saying, I think that's what I'm talking about later. Angela was like talking about
well,
Michael.
Jovi brings up. He said, yep. "Why is it a big deal if he hangs out with Usman?"
Yeah, and Andre's like, "You need to leave him."
And again, Angela says, "Angela doesn't say people's names correctly."
Usman,
Usman,
Usman.
Us was a bad influence. And so, yeah, Andre's like, you got to leave. And Andre says to Angela, he's going to come here and he's going to totally burn you. He's 100% going to play you. And when he said that, it's like Angela had never actually considered or believed that before. Yeah. And in that moment, because this comes back again towards the end of the show.
Because he's not a woman.
She believed him.
Yeah.
Because she, I think she has a different camaraderie with, I think for most other people, Angela feels like she needs to be the mentor because she's been around longer. But Andre is OG.
He's a straight talker. He's a straight talker, too.
He's also, though, he's been in this game for a while. She knows he sees the bullshit.
Yep. But they are...
My eye itches. It's dry.
Great. Then there's this unbelievable, poignant conversation with Jenny and Liz. That was one of my favorite things. And there's this moment, y'all. Liz says...
It was great. They sit down kind of...
Liz says, this is not how I expected this tale to go. And Jenny's like, he was disrespecting everyone in the cast. And then without missing a beat, Jenny just looks at her and says, please don't take him back.
She's like, you deserve so much better. So much better.
And Liz says, I want to be a good role model for my daughter. She starts tearing up. And Jenny keeps saying it. He's a liar. He's never going to change. This is coming from Jenny.
Jenny, she's never going to change. I will say, I also wrote, boy, did Jenny and Sumit, does Sumit come out looking like a rose on this tell-all?
Because he never says a word.
He never says a word.
And
Liz said, and I guess we didn't see this on the actual show, but Liz says to Jenny, when he said you were gone for 3 days and it doesn't feel like it's home, she said, I want that type of love. And I was like, well, Liz, you're dating a fucking diagnosable narcissist.
And then...
I will say, y'all, if you don't know what a narcissist is, because we talked about... And it's different ways
it's
to be it.
It's Ed!
I will say Bilal is more what they classify as like covert, covert narcissism. If you want to know what a... just a classic narcissist, it's Ed.
An extremely dangerous, obvious type.
For 100%.
And here's the thing, y'all. If Ed did not look like he did... he would be so much more dangerous.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Y'all, but it all changes once Kimberly comes in.
Oh, my God. Put that glass of wine. Girl, he's wearing that white shirt. You take the glass of wine, and I would have thrown that, yo. I would have thrown that.
Y'all, she's trying to instigate a reality TV moment.
She is. She even drinks it. She's like,
I would pay you to do it. Pay you.
And I wrote, I'm here for Jenny doing this, and if that becomes... Does that become Kimberly becomes a motivational speaker that just goes around and encourages women to throw their drinks on men?
Hey, I'm all for it.
I'm all for that.
I wish it could happen more.
Remember when we were offended by her doing that, and now we're like, someone please throw a drink on Ed.
I don't think I was ever offended. I always saw it as theater.
Yes.
But there's something about her being aware of it. And
she says a good exit makes you feel so much better. And I went, that is something Jake Anthony would say.
Oh, yes. She's watched so much reality TV. She's a super fan.
Super fan.
Potential
super
fan. And what's interesting, y'all, is... But she comes in immediately. It's like, oh, what I miss. She just needs to be on every girlfriend. We are all so cool.
I love her. I do, y'all. I get excited when she comes on now.
So then, y'all, then little Ed comes in, and all the women are like, you can't sit with us.
Yeah,
and they are, y'all, they are serving, he says, can I speak with you a little more, Liz? And she's like, I'm in a conversation, and I don't want to be rude. And all the women are like, and Kimberly's like,
yeah. And he walks, and she's like, I would have thrown the drink on him then. Would have thrown it on then.
And of course,
but this, y'all, I'm pointing this out. This is full on narcissism. Liz told him and set a boundary very honestly, very nicely, kindly, and nicely, Johnson. And Ed takes that and says, and martyrs himself and says, I just wanted to make sure she got home safe. That's not what he wanted at all.
A narcissist's natural enemy is a boundary.
Boy, that's a truth. Say that again.
It is. A narcissist's natural enemy is a boundary.
Yeah.
They will fight you in every... They don't understand them, and they don't speak that language.
It feels a personal assault to them.
Yes, it feels... And they will weaponize anything they can do to you to violate that boundary or have you not put up that boundary. It is the only way to neutralize them. And it's probably not going to turn out well for your relationship with them because they will turn into a monster.
And they will never forgive you for it.
Never. Yeah.
Years later, they will bring that
up. But it is the only way to combat them. Because they're otherwise, it really is. It's a natural enemy.
Yeah, that's great.
They can't do because it takes away all their power.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is that Liz said, he's like, yeah, I was talking about doing a confessional. I have a speaking engagement in Boston, of course, at a men's rights conference, I'm sure. And Liz is like, you said you were leaving, but I can still hear you talking.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I hear you in the hallway. And he's like, nah, and then he waddles away. Anyway, then you know what? We're at time. Let's take a commercial break, and then when we get back, we're going to start talking about Angela hitting on a bartender, and juices start flowing.
No. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, hey, you cute. You got a brother. Hey, you married?
Man, what did you want to drink again? Can you just give me a drink?
Give me whatever you want. Give me, you, okay. You got some Yellowtail Chardonnay. I love it. It's my favorite. It's a high class brand.
Sure.
Or Spronzia.
Just we've got white wine.
White wine.
Please stop talking to me. Please. Ma'am, I see your nipple. Your nipple's coming out right now.
I'm just a sensual woman with juices flowing. Y'all,
Angela's having our moment.
What is she wearing? It kind of almost looks vaguely ice skating. That's what I kept thinking.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. Wasn't there one part of the conversation where they were they blurring out her tattoo or her nipple?
I think it was her nipple.
Her new boobs do look fine. They look great.
It's like, where do you rest your... It's hard to say, and everything looks ill-proportioned because
I don't think she's healthy. So
it is interesting.
Nothing...
She feels like she's healthy because she's lost weight.
She doesn't look healthy.
But she doesn't look healthy.
Yeah. I'm sure she's healthier.
Maybe. I'm sure she does. She does talk about eating healthier.
No, she doesn't. I hate water. It's still one of the funniest fucking things I've ever
My
seen.
My mother does too.
But I just, it's, so your mother doesn't like water.
I tell her all the time when I'm there, I'm like, have some water, Mom, have some water. She'll just drink diet, caffeine-free Dr. Pepper all the time. I'm like, you need to drink water.
And she just doesn't like it?
No. She always drank iced tea as a kid all the time. She would probably drink like...
What?
My mom probably would drink like 7 glasses of iced tea a day. And I look
Sweetened?
Back, no, unsweetened. Oh. But I would go back and I would think, that is so much caffeine.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fucking caffeine.
So we're back. We're now to y'all. Bilal comes in and he's got a really great message for everyone, and that is hurt people hurt people.
Oh,
I think you got that from listening to the podcast.
Or a meme.
Or a meme. One of his entrepreneurship podcasts that he listens to.
And then we get into the conversation, or if some of you have looked at our Sissy Christina said, I made you a gift. And the gift was she edited this version of kind of like, I don't know, if Showtime, not even Showtime, more like Showtime 2.
Yeah.
Did if they wanted to reboot Emmanuel.
Real sex for older ladies. Real sex for older ladies with corns.
With corns.
As a Pink Shade shout out.
With a guest star from Angela as Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. Y'all know, I know y'all stayed up watching Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. You know what? That made me just stop. Gone are the kids. These kids now don't know what it's like to be in the 80s when your neighbor got Showtime and suddenly you got it for a week.
And exactly. And be and live in a world of coded sexuality.
Yes.
That was so remote. Now you can just go on to the internet and just click it and jerk your dick. All you want.
I mean, you can just, I wonder.
You will never understand what we went through to
never.
Get just a little bit of soft core hetero porn.
Golly, turning it down with your ear to it barely low so your parents didn't hear because they always slept the door open.
Y'all are standing on our shoulders.
You are. We are sheroes. Sheroes. Anyway, here are real sex.
Red Shoe Diaries.
Yeah, yes. These are more like red flats. Because none of them want to wear heels anymore.
Shin splints.
Yeah. Red Flats Diaries.
Red Flat. That is exactly. And now, another episode of Red Flat Diaries. Y'all, we did a reaction to this. It's on Sissy Christina made up, and she called this Juices.
Juices.
And we watched this without seeing this.
Oh.
And so we hadn't watched the tell all yet.
I'm glad I didn't eat before.
But Christina sent this to us and
so it's our full reaction.
It's a full 2-minute reaction shot of us.
And we were
listening.
Laughing, so when I watched it again, I didn't even hear all that was said. And I was still in horror.
Yeah.
Horror. It just starts off with it, y'all. So
yammy yammy talk.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the first thing,
Red Flat Diaries.
Red Flat Diaries. Liz sits down and says, y'all, so I have to tell you something. I just got a new license plate and it says Big Ed's Girl.
$100 he ordered it for her.
I was gonna say the same thing.
100%
he wanted her to have it. And I wrote, if show me Ron codependency. Ding!
Yeah, she's
like,
the thing is, Liz is the perfect victim for someone like him. Obviously, someone.
Y'all don't. Maybe you want to put Taryn's mom for your kid. Maybe. But if you get a license plate for your car, make it about you.
I agree.
Make it about you.
It should say ass eater or pussy eater.
You're
or,
not those either of those things.
That's true. But I'm saying it should reflect.
Yes, dick
you.
Liquor.
Dick liquor.
There we are.
Yeah, I agree. Make it something about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, if you're Donna you're driving, Downs in the Facebook group, you put Donna Downs.
For dick.
You put D, let's see, D-N-Z, the number 4, D-I-C.
Exactly.
Or D-I-C-K.
D-I-K.
D-C-K. Downs for dick.
Exactly.
That's what you
make
put.
Make it about you.
You.
Right, I agree with you.
If you love your cat, make it about your cat.
But that's different because that's about you.
That's about you.
Yeah.
Boy, I mean, I have a lot of codependency that I've had to work through in my life. Still am.
I think
love a good coda meeting. I would never put
Big Ed's girl
on my license plate.
I think the worst part of the
that's
actually,
deep.
I'm going to say this. The least.
I can't believe it's dark.
I know. The least evil part, that's not true. How about this? The most comforting thing about Big Ed is his predictability. You already know what he's going to do because he goes with the same playbook every time.
True.
He's predictable. It's predictable that he would propose to her and break up with her again. And predictable he'd insult her and before doing that. And it's just because he needs this.
Yeah, that's the cycle of a narcissist. Yeah.
So that is the only kind of advantage you have in dealing with a narcissist. They're very predictable. They're going to do things like that.
If you ever think they're going to do the right thing, they're not.
They're not.
They're not. Yeah. So anyway, Liz starts out with that, and they are like, "Oh no!" Angela sits down there. Kim was sits down, and then suddenly Angela just turns and she's like,
"What's your sex life, y'all like, ladies?"
"Oh, it was good. It was good.
Different.
Gonna miss that yammy yammy. Gonna miss that yammy.
We have something we call the power bike."
What is the power bike?
Okay.
Because Kimberly says, when he did the power bike, I called Jesus. I went, whoa.
Here's
oh,
what
no.
I...
You're doing the intimate portrait.
I
he's doing,
thought
he's
the power
doing
bike
visual.
Was.
No, no. What is it?
It would be when you're kind of laying uh-huh. into it and he's moving his legs.
So Kimberly's here?
Yeah, she's okay. here, I
so
think.
So this pillow is Kimberly's head.
I think it has to do with the hip motion.
Okay.
Where it moves like in a circle.
Uh-huh.
Like, and then you kind of like...
Stop it.
But I assume it had to do with the flywheel of the bike.
Oh, okay.
Because normally it would be like
you're gonna need that pillow.
It would be thank you. I would need my side pillow.
Oh, you would. What did do you have named moves in the acts of sex that you call?
Yeah, that I just call it number 12. Hit it.
The bell goes number 12. Just ring.
And you hit it because the shot clock, you got 20 more seconds.
Because
the next one comes in 20 minutes. I gotta wipe the smell of you off before I get to the next one.
Whoa. I was not prepared for that.
But I think that was what I took it as but it kept going with the
We
power.
Thought that would be it. It
oh,
was
no.
not.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And they're like,
Angel's like, "I haven't called Jesus in 13 years. And I said, "I haven't called Jesus either. I've called a Jesus recently."
I liked it.
It went
when,
well.
When, and like, "What about you, JD? Does Summit seems like he'd be a real romancer."
Jenny looked exactly the way I looked whenever Coach Folks would have us line up for kickball, and I would just stand in the corner and go,
"Just go!
Don't pick me! 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 Don't pick me!" Y'all, she does not want to be here right now.
Does he kiss you? Does he caress you? Y'all, for some reason, hearing Angela say the word "caress"
you
just felt like someone put sandpaper on my soul.
Oh yeah, just.
It just made me sick.
Jenny felt the same way. Jenny's like, "Oh, he's perfect for me.
He gives massages.
He's perfect.
He's extreme. He's everything I need.
He's the sweetest thing." And then Angela says, "Let me tell you what Michael does." And Jenny goes, "Please don't."
I had to teach him everything.
And that's where we get it, y'all.
Y'all,
what did she have to teach
I got
him?
Juices. I got juices. I'm older, and you got to play with me. You got to play
I
with
got
my
them
beans.
Juices.
You gotta
got
to get my
juices,
juices
to
flowing.
The left. The juices to the right.
You gotta
squirt them in the face when I come at night. We got them juices.
You gotta squirt in the oil can so I can open up to you.
That's what it is, oil can. That's it. This is like an Angela spoken rap.
Then,
I enjoy
then
it.
Then Angela says, they're talking about someone crying, and Angela says, "You're not a crying cumber, are you?" I assume that's what the
it
word
was just, you're not kept, a crying.
They kept beeping out.
Y'all.
And y'all, Jenny just covers her mouth like,
woo. Liz is sitting over there going, wish I was. And so Angela says, I have a friend who cries when they're fucking. Poor Renee. Poor Renee. She's just saying, Angela, why'd you say my shit on TV? And then just that, there's kind of dead silence. And then Liz just says, here's to healthy relationships.
Because she's done. I think one point Liz is like, there's got to be some Rolaids for me somewhere after this. And, you know, of course.
Then that's when Ed texts her, y'all, the worst. He texts like a hotel, but he CCs Liz on it. And just, he shamed. A narcissist shames you. So she made a boundary. She got him cheating. And then now Ed is shaming her to someone else publicly. Again, y'all.
It's this cheating shame cycle.
If your relationship has any essence of fucking Humpty Dumpty Ed, leave that relationship pronto.
Your gut is telling you everything.
If you're there for financial reasons, call your friend Brenda and say, Brenda, I got to get my shit together. Yep. Help me out. Let's make a plan and get the fuck out of there.
Later on, did you hear him say, when he's talking about the ring, he had to mention how much he paid for it. It's $13,000.
Yeah. What, like, a dick.
Maybe I'll give it to my daughter.
So kind.
And basically that text, yeah. So, y'all, then there's, you know what?
Oh.
I think it's time
for a moment.
A moment of HEA tell all after party theater.
You're talking about Angela and Kimberly?
Yes.
Kimberly. Y'all.
Who knew this was the buddy movie we needed?
Who knew this was? Oh, hold on. Okay, I got it. All right. I'm assuming I'll be playing Kimberly.
Yes, and I'll be playing Angela.
All right, y'all. We're gonna forego our normal theme song for this because I feel like this is more appropriate for as we begin this theater.
Come on, Kim. Let's go to my room.
Okay. Whoa. Boy, I'm surprised we're doing this. I thought you were going to beat my ass.
Oh, if you would have said one word, Usman, that would I would have.
That's not how you say his name, but okay. 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 Oh, they turned the music off. Okay.
They turned the music off.
I thought it
would go down a little bit.
Let's talk. Don't know how to fade on my phone. All right. So, whoa. Okay, sit down in my room or your room. It's not messy at all.
Sorry, there's shit everywhere. Yeah. I couldn't decide on what are these, like, jumpsuits I wanted to wear tonight.
I like it. Looks good. Looks good.
Right?
Looks real good. Looks athletic. Looks like Sporty Spice.
That's what they called me in college. Sporty. I was athletic Angela.
Really? Well, the AA goes together. Now, look, I don't want you... Don't get mad at me. Okay, please.
Oh, okay.
Please, don't get mad at me. But
okay.
You know how these Nigerian
Kim,
men are.
You're not going to tell me anything I don't already know.
Exactly. But with this Nigerian man, whoa, girl, listen, girl. I just want you to know. You got to apologize first.
Apologizing to Usman.
That's not how you say his name, but okay.
Rhymes with bus.
Okay, but I need peace. Any piece, Angela.
You know what? I don't care. You're not going to get it. He disrespected me. He disrespected my husband.
Well, no.
You know, so let me tell you. Okay. Let me tell you something.
He was pissed at Michael.
No.
He was pissed.
You know, Kim, you talk over people.
Okay, I don't mean to.
You talk over people. That's your problem.
I'm sorry. I get excited.
You can talk to me now.
Okay.
And another thing.
Okay. All right.
Okay. What else?
Did you see Usman? He cried.
He cried?
He only cried one other time when I gave him that PS5. He cried a whole bunch. Like, well, for days and days, and kept saying things like, this is the reason I was with you and I was confused. Oh, but I don't think that was about
Kim,
me at all.
Kim.
When you were talking, when you said Michael cheated on you, he cried.
Kim, can I be honest with
you?
Yeah,
what?
Can I level with you with woman to woman?
Yes, please.
Woman of a certain age.
Girl, it's girl
women
talk.
Who
girl talk. Have you ever played girl test?
Again, Kim.
Yeah.
Let me talk.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You always talk over people.
I'm sorry, you're
that's,
right. You're
if
right.
You could fix that problem, oh, okay. You'd be a good girl.
Okay, I'm going to be a good girl. Okay, I got it. Okay.
From one woman with a dry vagina to another.
Well, okay. Well, super dry.
I need super you dry. To know that he's a liar.
What? Who?
He's tricking you. He's tricking what? You. Do you see it? Do you see it?
Well, no one's going to say this, but I've thought about it. Sometimes when I go to night and I'm dreaming and I think about the yammy yammy and then I take care of myself.
Yeah.
Afterwards, I just get sad because I think, is this real?
And yeah, I know them Nigerian men.
Am I just a potential or am I a real feeling thing?
I want you to find your potential. I don't know if Michael, I might be single tomorrow.
I mean, I don't trust him. Girlfriend, I don't trust him. I don't trust him.
Again, let me talk.
Okay, I'm just, I don't know.
You know
maybe
what? I just need to process. I need to process all these things. I think he many pities you. Many pities you.
Manipulate. Is that the word?
I know what the word is.
It doesn't matter anymore because I'm done with Uthman. This isn't happening. I'm done.
Maybe we'll just be single girls.
We'll be single girls. I'm not going to go back to him at all. I promise. Maybe.
And scene. I will say, Angela actually seemed to have some kindness with her.
I'm the queen.
She does say I'm the queen, which is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. I'm going to say this. This was the most real conversation besides maybe on the same. Jenny and Liz were different because Jenny was just kind of speaking to Liz.
Mm-hmm.
But a conversation back and forth. This was the most real conversation we had on Happily Ever After all season.
I agree.
And I would say maybe on Happily Ever After in the last three seasons.
And you kind of got Angela because she has some insight into what she's going through.
They both know Nigeria. They both understand Nigerian culture.
And, well, I don't know about that. But,
no, I mean,
they have experience with it.
That's a better word for it.
But they also are... They're in similar places. They can relate to each other. And I think this is someone where Kim is, or where Angela is actually saying, I can see this. Again, this is something where, but Angela can't do it for herself.
But when Kimberly says, you know, Kimberly told her she needed to apologize, which that is very interesting. It shows you the way that Kimberly keeps dishonoring herself.
Yep.
And keeps pushing herself, and you got to hope actually that maybe Kimberly will, because one thing for Angela, Angela will put Angela first.
Yep, always.
I did laugh when she said, "It's because I protect people," and I went, "Well, I don't know if I agree with that."
She also said, "Kim's like my stomach just hurts all the time," and Angela's like, "My stomach quit hurting a long time ago. I pooped it out. Now it's just my heart that hurts."
And Kim's like, "You're entitled to your opinion.
I know." And it was actually the way Angela and Kim spoke to one another was kind. It wasn't nice. It was kindness.
We haven't seen that all season long. Yeah.
If these tell-alls become other cast members having a legitimate conversation
moments
to another,
of kindness
moments of, but also like
and
moments
listening.
Of realism, because when I think about the only person that might be able to get to Andre to talk to him about his problems with Libby
Angela.
And Andre would be Angela.
Yep.
Angela could probably sit him down and say, "You've got to learn to compromise when you speak to them,"
because he's actually afraid of her. And she's actually louder than he is.
Yeah And I went, "Fuck you, Matt Sharp." This just made me lean in.
No, I will be honest. That's one of the things I was talking about this tell-all. This untell-all, really.
Yeah.
Anti-tell-all.
that if you take those scripted, not scripted, but you take these on-set moments, just pale in comparison to the reality that is off screen, off camera, or off set, I should say.
It almost makes you wonder if with they have this reunion, but with a show like 90 Day Fiancé, you know, they do the reunions for Housewives, but those people are all reality stars.
Yep.
A lot of these people aren't.
Nope.
Is that why the tell-alls never really work? Because they're not reality stars. It works better for them to be in a less, because they all get so nervous about mm-hmm. it, a less kind of confrontational setting.
I think it's as, I would have never said this when we first started this because I thought it was a bad idea. I think this is the way to go. Make it all after parties.
Boy.
Or have, like, James Lipton, have Jovi interviewing, or, like, Interview Magazine, have Jovi interviewing Andre, or Bilal interviewing Big, that'd be a terrible interview, never mind.
We already saw that.
So I think someone needs to be confrontational.
Think about how full circle we've come. Remember when this started, and we were excited about Libby having a singing career? Then we realized it was just going to be cat barf the entire season.
Yeah.
And then, which by the way, y'all, Spencer the cat says hi. He appreciates the shout. He appreciates me to start.
Spencer's head is way inflated now. Y'all, Spencer will never be on the show again. It was way too distracting for me.
But his comedic timing was perfect.
Spencer has become a monster.
He is a writer now.
He has a writer now and an agent. We can't even get an agent.
My neighbor is texting me saying, please come get my cat. But anyway,
he's become abusive.
He's just fighting with the other cats.
Yeah.
Who knew we would come full circle to say we enjoyed this?
Yeah. I enjoyed this.
And then we see Bilal and Shida walk in a bedroom with roses on the bed, and I went, barf.
These were done by production. I refuse to
agree.
I refuse to believe anything else.
Barf.
Then there's
a little bit. They leave the next morning. A
little bit of Liz again, saying, I'm going back to San Diego.
Liz left her without warning.
Ed left.
And that made me remember, wasn't it Rose who just left Liz in the middle of the day?
Ed.
Or left Ed.
Yes.
So Ed knows how that feels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, the thing is, he doesn't. It'll never become equitable.
But that
equitable.
Was different.
It'll never be
that
equitable
because that
him.
Happened to him. Yeah, and again, not with a narcissist. It's never equitable.
A little bit of Jovi and Yara, them talking about.
Theirs kind of ended rough.
Yeah.
They were not.
Won't apologize.
He was saying that, Jovi's like, you agree that when they said that I wanted to trap you, and he was upset about that, and she actually kind of backpedaled herself because she did say that.
Yeah.
And she's like, Jovi, and he's like, well, you never apologize. And she's.
Spare me.
Jara says, I don't know what those girls mean. Out of their league. Who know these Americans and their weird sayings? Do you think that Yara didn't know what they were talking about?
She knew what they were talking about.
She knew what they were talking
about. She was just having a good time with them because she likes to, she wanted to fit in. And she was just.
She has no friends in America. Yeah. She needed fucking friends. Yara just goes back to the swamp.
The last thing.
Oh, I just want to say one more thing. They had to call their own Uber.
Apparently.
TLC didn't fucking pay for their car.
I know.
Production didn't pay for a car to the airport?
I don't know.
Sorry, go ahead.
So there's a little bit at the end with Angela basically saying divorce is on the table here. I don't feel like I believe. I don't know where we are at all. But I thought all this felt pretty. It didn't feel like it was overinflated.
No.
It's going to be interesting to see where we go with tell-alls from now on. Especially if Happily Ever After tell-alls.
I don't know how they're going to do this with The Other Way or before because people are like.
They don't know each other
yet. They're going to. Well, also, they're not actually even in the room.
Right.
So it's kind of something you can only do in Happily Ever After because they're all usually in America.
I say put them in a real world house for a weekend.
You know, I think I mentioned that like a season ago, like mm-hmm. they would start doing that. And you said, no, no. Like, and I said it too, well, but there was a gut feeling that told me we're headed that
but
way.
But happily ever after, I think that could work. It would not work for 90 Day Fiancé.
I do think we are headed towards a 90 Day Fiancé house.
Hmm.
100%.
Wow.
I think we're getting to get there.
Well, TLC won't allow any of its shows to cross over like Bravo.
Think how inexpensive it would be for them to rent a house for 2 weeks and film
everybody. I totally
everybody.
Agree. I just think it's something fundamentally they don't do.
We would have said that about this. Tell
yeah,
all.
That's true.
Who knows anymore?
That's the show, y'all.
That's the show.
That's the season, y'all.
Angela Leaf saying, I'm going to file for divorce, but I don't know if I'm going to sign.
So, who knows?
Question. Do you think Liz will get back with Ed?
Yeah.
I'm afraid so, too, although she really said no.
She had just been seen.
Although we had Sissy, yeah.
Sissy said that they had spotted Liz at a bar, apparently with the man who was not Ed.
Do we think Angela will get back with Michael?
Yes.
Yes. Do we think Kimberly will get back with Usman? I actually have the most hope for that she won't.
I think she'll stay friends, and sadly, she will be on the line waiting for him to go give her the yammy again.
Wait, so she'll be a potential.
Still.
Okay.
And she might be on the single life, but it will be unsuccessful because she would prefer a relationship that was long distance in her head that she can make up things about instead of what's real.
Bless her heart, her sister just passed too, so our thoughts go to her. She's going through a hard time. A lot of grief in her life, bless her heart. That's not fun. I wanted to say final thoughts, but do we have to?
I'm like, Angela, don't put that thought in my head.
Y'all, can we just fucking close out this season and say bye? We don't even call them lonely hearts. It's not lonely. It's sad, sad, sad. And that's your season of Happily Ever After, everybody.
There you go.
We'll see you next week on Tow. But until then.
Thank God.
Take it, Poodle.
The friends are for
two good times and the bad times. I'll be on your side forevermore.
That's what friends are for.
Eat it. Bring back the harmonica.
Bring it back. Bye, y'all.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.